Welcome to NHL Draft Class. I am Adam Kimmelman, and we are 2 weeks away from the draft. It's getting close. I'm ready for Montreal. Mike Morial, are you packed? Are you ready? Are you ready for some poutine, some drafts, some good times?
Adam, you know what's going in my luggage. Give me some K-cups. Give me the coffee grinds. If I can fit a pot in there, I'll put it in there. That's it, buddy. I'm set to go. What did I say last time? Right before the combine, right? Give me a pair of shorts, maybe a Hawaiian t-shirt. No, I can't do that. That's Jack Guerin's.
Don't steal Jack's gimmick. Our dear friend Jack.
Yeah, Jack Guerin. Hey, looking forward to it, right? We're 2 weeks away. The stories are coming heavy and hard on NHL.com. We've got 2-3 stories a day right now. But today, Adam, I'm excited. We have our goalie show. We have Al Jensen of NHL Central Scouting, the goalie guru. He's going to be on tap. We'll be talking about all the North American goalies. And I think one of the things, and we'll discuss this with Al, Adam, is the fact that there might not be a goalie taken in the first round this year. I mean, last year we had two, Sebastian Kosa, Jesper Wallstedt. In 2020, Yaroslav Askarov went number 11 to the Preds. 2019, Spencer Knight, number 13 to the Florida Panthers. And actually, in 2019, Peter Kochetkov went in the second round, number 36 to the Hurricanes. And obviously, Kochetkov had some playoff time this year with Carolina. So that was a great pick by the Hurricanes right there. But this year, while there are some quality keepers, we may not get that bona fide number one guy as a first round pick.
Well, just because they don't go in the first round doesn't mean they're necessarily not going to be quality players. We've all seen years before goalies, second round, third round, fourth round, fifth round have all ended up being quality goaltenders 5-6 years down the road. But Al knows more about goaltending than any of us. So let's bring in Al Jensen from NHL Central Scouting. Al, thank you for joining us today in NHL Draft Class. How are things going?
It's going good, Adam. Thank you very much. It's good to be on with you guys.
Yes, great to have you on as we do every year, Al. It's our goalie show, so we always look forward to this one. We've seen at least one goalie chosen in the first round of the NHL draft the past 3 years, Al. We even saw two last year, Sebastian Kosa, number 15 to Detroit, and Jesper Wallstedt, number 20 to the Wild. Do you think that streak of a goalie chosen in the first round might end this year?
You know what, Mike? It could. It might not. It could. I don't put too much emphasis on that, especially the goalies, especially with them being a lot of good players to be drafted. Goalies tend to not get drafted until maybe the second, third round anyway, unless you're, you know, a special goalies. In the last 3 years, only four goalies have been chosen in the first round. And so it's one be surprised that none of the goalies get chosen in the first round. But Mike, it depends on the needs of a team, how many draft picks they have. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, just being chosen, no matter what round you're in, it's going to give them an opportunity to grow and develop.
So, Al, let's look at the central scouting list. Tyler Brennan from Prince George in the Western Hockey League is number one. What separated him from the rest of the group?
Yeah, him and Zigalov really, really stood out to me. Brennan's a big goalie, very calm. There's a huge upside with this kid. Very calm, very quick, athletic. He's just got that presence, Adam, that you could see that down the road, this kid's going to have a chance to play. He's got the, you know, he's got the size of like a Carey Price in there. Not saying he's Carey Price by any means, but you know what? He has the potential to be a quality NHL goalie down the road, without a doubt. I really like how consistent he was. He did well. I know they got beaten in the playoffs there, but he did well in the playoffs. For leaning on it being a goalie, a young goalie like that, playing a lot, showed me a lot. Showed me that he's got a lot of growth. There's picture a NHL goalie guy, seeing a guy like him. He's not going to probably play for another 4 or 5 years. He'll get a chance. So they've got 4 or 5 years to develop with him. There's so much to work with. Like, he covers so much of the net. And I like his presence. A very, very smart goalie.
You know, he is a big guy, 6'4 and 185 pounds. But I'm curious, Al, so the goalies that we talked about that have gone in the first round the last few years, Askarov, Spencer Knight, Sebastian Kosa, Jesper Wallstat, their top line stats have been pretty outstanding. It's a little bit of a different case with Brennan. Prince George, you know, I know they made the playoff, but they got swept in the first round. You know, his numbers, 358 goals against, 899 save percentage. So when you have a goalie who doesn't have these big time numbers that are super impressive, is it harder to get a read on how he's really doing and to kind of judge him appropriately?
That's a really good question. And if numbers aren't everything, and I don't get myself wrapped up in the numbers too much. Great to have numbers as a goalie. You always like to see good numbers. So you're always looking for that. But at the end of the day, like with our job, these kids are so young. You have to try to overlook that. You have to see if the guy is good enough to play in the NHL, because these numbers in 5-6 years, no one's even going to look at them. No one's even going to mention them. It's what he does from here on in. So my job is to see, is he going to have a chance to play in the NHL someday? Does he have those qualities? Yes, the numbers are great to have. Yes, some numbers stand out. Yes, but with Tyler, his team wasn't at the top of the Western Hockey League, so he was facing a lot of quality shots. So, and he's young. He's playing a lot of games. So, no, I don't take. Talking about him, I'm not even looking at the numbers, to be quite honest with you, Adam, right now. I'm looking at, look what I have as a potential goalie down the road. Who cares what the numbers are right now? Like I mentioned, personally, as a goalie, you're always hoping that numbers are good. But at the end of the day, we're looking to see, and the team is going to be looking to see, can this guy develop into an NHL goalie someday? Because the numbers will improve.
Al, the National Team Development Program has two goalies ranked among the top 10. Can you talk about maybe what you see in Dylan Silverstein that maybe gives him the edge over Tyler Musilek and maybe the biggest differences in each?
Yeah, there's, you know what, Mike, two totally different style goaltenders. It's teams are who they really like. Silverstein's quick, athletic, phenomenal battle, very intense. He's got that compete in them, that great balance and strength in the net. Where Tyler Musilek, he's more positional, he's more calm in there. He uses his big body to cover up the holes more than Silverstein, because Silverstein's a little bit smaller. There's not a whole lot of difference in potential, I believe, for these two guys. They're going to be taking two different paths, two different styles. Both have good schools to go to. It all comes down to technique and style with, like, because some teams might have, would like their goalies to be this way. Some goalies would like their goalies to be that way. And they both have very good potential with very good skills, but they're both different style goaltenders. And you have to appreciate both of them to what they do.
So, Al, I'm wondering if you can discuss two goalies among the top 10 North American ranks who each passed over last year. You mentioned earlier Ivan Zhivkalov of Sherbrooke in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. He's number two on the North American list. He played three games for Dynamo Moscow in Russia's minor hockey league and eight games with Belarus's under 18 team before joining Sherbrooke this season. And then there's number seven, Cameron Whitehead of Lincoln in the United States Hockey League. He was number 30 last year. He gained the attention of scouts this season after finishing tied for eighth among USHL goalies and wins. And he was one of three goalies invited to the 22 NHL scouting combine in Buffalo. So, two interesting goalies here, Zhivkalov and Whitehead of Lincoln. What do you like about each of them?
Well, as you know, Mike, is these goalies take sometimes a little bit longer to develop, playing the level that they play, being seen, confidence. I think in both cases, this is the first year I've seen Zhivkalov, and he impressed me the first game I saw him play. He's just got that presence about him, and he carries himself well. And as an NHL guy, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, there's so much to work with it for an NHL team. This guy has a really good chance to play in the NHL someday. I really believe it. He's got the size, the quickness. He's got the movements. He just looks like an NHL goalie in there. And this kid, and the kid Cameron Whitehead, played in Lincoln this year. Great, great development from the year before, playing for Utica in the NCDC League. I think he was overlooked back then. And now jumping up into the USHL, which is a much higher league, and doing so well. He's got the presence, and he's got the skill level. And he had the skill level back in the with Utica last year as well. But I think with him showing it in the USHL, I think that's giving scouts a vision of him moving up even higher. If he improved that much from the NCDC to the USHL, what's it going to be like in another year or two after he moves up to a higher level as well? And then with Cameron going to Northeastern in 2023, so I'm sure he'll probably play another year in Lincoln next year.
Al, I want to ask you about another guy who's going to have another kick at the can here. Brett Brochu from London. It's his third time through. You know, he leads the OHL in wins in 1920, doesn't get drafted. He's number 11 in the final rankings last year and doesn't get drafted. Now he's number 31 after another solid season in London. What has kept teams from maybe giving him a shot? Is it the size? I know he's 5'11 and 171 pounds, but is the size the only thing preventing him from an NHL team saying, you know, you're our guy, we'll bring you in and start developing you?
You know what, Adam? I can't speak for the NHL teams, but what I personally see, I see a competitor. This goalie competes better than so many goalies I've seen. Yes, he doesn't have the stature at 5'11 as some of the bigger goalies. But honestly, Adam, he plays bigger than these bigger goalies. There's not many holes. And his compete level, he never gives up on pucks. Very smart, always seems to be in good position, gives himself a chance to stop the puck. I can see him moving up. I don't know if he's going to get drafted. This is his third year being eligible. But if he doesn't get drafted, I'm sure someone will invite him. And I can see him progressing as he moves up in years.
So many 19 and 20 year old players getting, as Adam put it, another kick at the can here in this year's draft. Obviously, with the OHL canceled its season last year, so a lot of those goalies get to showcase themselves. So I guess there's a little bit of a longer runway, but that's good. That's good. We like to get more goalies involved, and there are some good ones here that are going, second time through. So it's nice to see. So, Al, just to kind of close it up here, is there any goalie on the North American list you feel, you know, might make a fine late round selection and maybe with proper maturing and developing could turn out to be a surprise in 5 to 6 years?
With that, Mike, I can see, like, I look at the list there and I can see the back half of the list, Mike. There are a number of goalies there that I think have a chance to surprise. Goalies that stick out for me out of those groups, I'd say maybe like a kid like Bo Lane playing at Thayer Academy, 6'2¼". No school yet. Big kid, but has impressed me. I think maybe possibly with the league that he's playing in, if somebody's doing their homework, we'll realize this kid's a really a quality goalie and has a lot of potential, a straight 0-4 goalie. Another kid playing in Rockland, Charlie Schenkel, in the CCHL, but started the year with the Sault Ste. Marie Greyhounds. I caught him in some games there. I see the quality in him. He still needs work, but he's 6'5½", and he moves extremely well, and he just needs a chance to play. I see potentially down the road that could be a good flyer. Another one who never played a whole lot last year was Luke Pavich from UMass. But I've got I've got 3 years of watching this kid play, a 6'2 kid that every time he plays, he gives his team a chance to win. He is so consistent. And then another kid, Hobie Hedquist, Alberni Valley, the BCHL league, going to North Dakota next year, 6'2.5", I think has a really good upside. Thomas Millett from Seattle, 5'11.5". And then another kid, Josh Rosenzweig from Niagara, high-end quickness, high-end athleticism, a little inconsistent and gets a little bit anxious, but has a lot of high-end qualities that NHL goalie guys can work with. I think some of those guys there that I just mentioned, without leaving some of the other guys off too, there's some qualities in the other guys that I haven't mentioned, but those kind of guys kind of stick out maybe as potential, like a late round pick, and could turn out to be a pretty decent goalie down the road.
Well, that's the best part of talking about goalies, Al. Everybody, the guys that we talk about today, you're going to go back and listen 5 years from now and say, oh, this was a guy that we heard on NHL draft class because Al said he's got some real potential. So we're going to bookmark this, and we'll come back in a few years and we'll talk about all these guys again. But for now, thank you so much for joining us today on NHL Draft Class, Al.
You're welcome, guys. Have a great day.
That was great stuff from Al. Mike, a lot to unpack there. You know, I really like what he said about Tyler Brennan. You know, he's number one on the North American list, but the stats, you know, they're, I don't want to say they're unimpressive, but they don't jump off the page as an elite goalie, a 358 goals against and an 899 save percentage. And I know he was better in the playoffs, but, you know, he played three of the four games and Prince George got swept. But it's interesting to hear that, you know, you look more at the physical body, and you love the size, you know, 6'4 and 185 pounds. That's, you know, NHL caliber. But, you know, you just watch the way he moves in the net. And Al talked about the pro potential, and he sees a pretty good future for him when he gets around maybe higher level talent, higher level players, higher ability players, that you'll see more of that natural talent come through that maybe you didn't see this season, at least don't see it reflected in the numbers. I thought that was really interesting because it's hard to judge, like, how good can a goalie be when he's allowing 3.5 goals a game, right? Well, then you go into all the things that are the reason for him allowing those 3.5 goals a game and having a sub 900 save percentage. The play in front of him isn't all that good. So you can have a good goalie with bad numbers. I mean, I think we've seen that in the NHL. You know, I'm around the Philadelphia Flyers a lot. Carter Hart hasn't had standout numbers, but then you watch the play in front of him and it's, you know, substandard at times, and he's hung out to dry more often than not. And the results are what they are, and the numbers are what they are. Doesn't make Carter Hart any less of a quality goaltender. So it's interesting to hear scouts kind of describe, you know, what they look for and how they look for it and how the numbers don't maybe matter as much as we think they do.
Yeah, you always get so enamored with the numbers. I mean, because we're so used to it with forwards and D and what they're trying to accomplish out there too. But the goaltending is certainly different. And while the numbers don't really stand out for you, you know, at 6'4", 184 pounds, you know, Tyler Brennan he was born in Winnipeg. He's going to be a guy that eventually, and usually for the most part, Adam, we've seen this before, after goalies are drafted, if they're not that elite exceptional type that maybe might be playing in 2 to 3 years, I would suspect maybe 5 years, when a goalie is maybe 24, stretching it for me a little bit, but maybe 25, 26 years old, we start to see them come to the pro level, maybe be a backup goalie, earn some time there, earn their keep after playing in the AHL for maybe a season or two. And then you start seeing them making their presence felt, you know, in the NHL. And same holds true for two goalies that, you know, I asked about with Al, Cameron Whitehead of Lincoln and Ivan Zhigalov of Sherbrooke, two goalies that were passed over in the draft last year. Obviously, Whitehead with Lincoln. And you mentioned it, Adam. You know, there's a lot of turnover on D for a lot of these, you know, major junior clubs, these USHL clubs. You know, teams don't stick together like they do for maybe 8 to 10 years in the NHL. It's after 2-3 years, you're getting a fresh new core of players. So you don't know who you're getting. So the chemistry is sometimes a bit off, but In Cameron Whitehead's case, you know, and Al said it, you know, really improved this year. He's a good sized kid, competes really well, really has, you know, some quick feet and has a real good feel for the game, recovers well, that strong instinct and stance in his crease. And obviously, Al mentioned that, you know, he'll be attending Northeastern University in 23-24. So he'll learn and mature and grow there as well. He's got one more year probably in Lincoln, as Al said, next year before he goes to Northeastern. So I really like what Cameron Whitehead has here, and we'll see. I know he's ranked, number seven here in Central's North American ranks. We'll see if he's able to get that pick, you know, maybe mid to late draft. So it'll be interesting. And then Ivan Shevkalov, I think Al does expect him to go at some point in this draft. I think you're looking at a goalie, Adam, that could maybe go third, fourth round. I think it'd be a great pick. And, you know, no Belarusian born goalie was ever drafted in the first round. So Ivan Shevkalov would be the first to get that if he did get first round, but I expect it to go maybe second, third round here. So just needs to work on handling the puck a little bit, as Al said. You know, he's the type of guy that's kind of big, mobile. We saw his play at the CHL Top Prospects game. He did allow three goals. He, you know, took 13 shots, but I thought he was, you know, really impressive, Adam. And, you know, we looked at each other and said, this kid is pretty good in what he does. He was real fun during the post-game interview, gave us some great answers, was, you know, very lively, energetic in his responses to the questions. So this kid has the size. He's got the ability to play deeper in the net if he wants. He challenges shooters from what I remember at the CHL Top Prospects game. Likes to come out, use that glove. So I think Shevkalov is a goalie certainly that has a real good chance to be drafted here.
More than as much as the on-ice stuff is the personality, right? Like we had so much fun being around Shevkalov, the fans chanting his name, him no idea why, and just loving every second of it. Like that, as much as anything else, we've been around goalies. They have a different mentality, different mindset. If you find one that is respected and appreciated by his team and is a good teammate, that can be an important commodity in a goalie. Like we've been around teams where the goalie maybe hasn't been sort of, he's on his own island a little bit, maybe too much, and it affects the way the team maybe plays in front of him or what the team thinks of him. When you have a guy who's that much fun, who's that much of a good guy, like the Marc-Andre Fleury effect, guys want to play harder in front of that guy if they really like him, if they really respect him. And I think just from the little bit we around Shevkalov, he seems like a guy that's really easy to like, really easy to respect. And I think teams are going to pay attention to that. And as much as the talent and the numbers are what they are and the size is what it is, when you have a kid that fun, that with that big a personality, it can be a good thing, can be an attractive thing. And one other thing that maybe separates him from the rest of the pack.
Absolutely. And we should mention, Adam, because, you know, Al, of course, really dives into the North American ranks when it comes to goaltenders. You know, there are two impressive goalies, too, on the international ranks. And you can check out Goran Stube and our NHL draft class recording with him that we had a couple weeks ago. And obviously, Goran spoke about all those highly rated players, the skaters on the international ranks. But also there are two international goalies, Topias Leinonen from Finland, JYP. He's played in the junior league this year. Obviously, he's number one. He goes about 6'4", 214 pounds. He's a left-handed catching goalie from what Goran Stube told me. You know, obviously tall. He plays that hybrid butterfly style, trusts his size and his net coverage. Real good instincts, a quick glove, and also shows good rebound control. And the other goalie I did want to mention, Adam, Hugo Havalid from Linköping in Sweden. We talk about numbers, maybe not being too impressive for goalies, but Havalid really put up some good numbers in Sweden's junior league. 21 wins in 28 games, a 1.82 goals against, a .920 save percentage. And he really came on strong at the World Under-18 Championship, right, Adam, for Sweden, leading them to the gold medal. Was named the tournament's top goalie. He paced all netminders there with a 2.41 goals against average, a .929 save percentage. He defeated the United States in the gold medal game. It was 47 saves against the U.S., including 17 in the second and 20 in the third. So I really like what Hugo Haviland has to offer too. And he's number two on the international rank. So some good international goalies, some good North American goalies. We both feel as though there may not be one taken in the first round, but there is quality here. And if a team wants to develop, grow, and is in kind of in that rebuilding stage, and right, Adam, you can always be in a rebuilding stage when it comes to goaltending. It's never too early, never too late to take a goalie, no matter where you are as a team, as an organization. You grab a goalie, if it's going to take 3, 4, 5 years, so be it. You'll have one when maybe your veteran or your backup veteran is set to retire or is moving on somewhere else due to a trade or free agency.
Well, I've talked to a team, numerous scouts from numerous teams, and they say, we want to take a goalie every year in the draft. Every year. I don't know where we're going to take him. Might be first round, might be seventh round, but we're going to come out with a goalie just because you never know how these guys are going to develop. You never know what they're going to become. So take one somewhere and, you know, you develop them, you give them the time, you give them the patience, whether it's junior, college, American League, you let them grow, you let them develop at their own pace, and you never know where the next, you know, big time guy is going to come from. That it's as simple as that. That's how scouts see it. They it's so hard to judge goalies. It's so hard to judge an 18-year-old goalie and say, where is he going to be at 23, 24, that they'll just take one and hope for the best and give him the proper development and the proper coaching. And maybe you get a surprise. Maybe you get a Jonathan Quick. Maybe you get a Braden Holtby, guys who were not first round picks, but guys who went on to have stellar NHL careers.
Yeah, and just to wrap the goalie stuff up here, Adam, it's interesting because a lot of people ask, how come, and we ask too, we ask scouts, you know, how come it take goalies so long to mature, develop, grow before they're finally NHL players? Simple fact here is obviously coaching, you know, developing in those minor leagues, maybe playing in the American Hockey League for a couple of years benefits the goaltender. But a simple fact that people forget is that there are only two spots on each team for a goalie, right? So, yep. So you have to be at least the second best goalie on the team. So with forwards, of course, it's a lot easier to get a shot. It's easier to get that experience. Defensively, not as much, but it's there in a top six, top seven role. So you want to put a guy in a lineup as a forward who's borderline. You can give him some minutes in a bottom six role. And that's not so with the goalie. You either have it or you don't. There's no in between.
That's a really good way of looking at it. You know, your sixth best goalie might not even be in your organization.
That's like right.
You might not have six goalies in your organization. You have more, certainly have more than six defensemen, but you might not have six goalies in your entire organization. So it's a really interesting way of looking at it. But, you know, Mike, you mentioned our previous show with Goran, where he talked about the international prospects. We have a ton of great content on our previous shows. I encourage you to go check them out as we get closer to the draft. If you want to learn about who your team might take, we had Joey Tanu talking about the top guys in the Ontario League. JF Damfus talked about some of the guys from the Quebec League, John Williams from the WHL, Greg Rajanin from the United States Hockey League. All great shows. Not to mention, we also had one-on-one exclusive interviews with Shane Wright, Logan Cooley, Yuri Slavkovsky, all the top guys in the draft. So I highly encourage you to go back, check out the previous episodes of NHL Draft Class. Not only that, you can also follow what Mike and I are doing online at nhl.com/draft. Really good stuff going on. You know, Mike talked about the top 10 list by position. Mike's got a great feature today on Logan Cooley and his relationship with Sidney Crosby and how a Pittsburgh guy didn't necessarily grow up a Pittsburgh Penguins fan. I'm not going to spoil the ending there, but I highly encourage you to go read that. That was a fun story, Mike.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot of fun to write it too, particularly when I was talking to Kathy and Eric Cooley, the parents. So yeah, check it out. It was a fun story to do, and a lot more great stories coming up on NHL.com as well.
Absolutely. So check it out there. Check out the previous episodes of NHL Draft Class. I highly encourage it now that we're so close to the draft. But for now, NHL Draft Class is dismissed.